Yes, good evening and welcome to today's edition PM live broadcast of Radio Biafra. We are reaching you from London. We continue to record some drawbacks, of course. That is why we were not able to come as scheduled. We wanted to make sure that everything is all right so that we do not have an accident. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. My name is Uchenna Four. I am co-hosting this program with Barrister Imamezu, and he is going to join us very soon. And when that happens, we will let you know. This is the platform upon which we continue to pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. Of course, not forgetting the efforts of indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, what they are doing. And of course, we want to also use this opportunity to dedicate this program to Professor Innocent Odenigbo, the man with the golden voice, the man who has taught the world once again that Biafrans are intelligent, that Biafrans have everything it takes to rule the world, the man who speaks, and when he does, everybody listens. We wish Professor Innocent Odenigbo very quick recovery. He has been away for quite some time, and we just want to make sure and of course let him know that the entire family of indigenous people of Biafra are with him. Once again, we also not forgetting Karo Monday. Karo Monday is very dear to the heart of every Biafran, and indeed it is very evident. We wish Karo Monday a very speedy recovery, and we are looking forward, eagerly looking forward to see her join us again. Karo Monday, wherever you are, we are wishing you a very speedy recovery. We pray that God Almighty, the author and finisher of our faith, will send forth his healing upon you, that you will regain your health and join us to continue to propagate the good news of humanity. It is because of what you have done in recent past that Biafra is being discussed around the world in conjunction with other indigenous people of Biafra in different parts of the world. We recognize all your efforts and we wish you well. We are also not forgetting the memories of our brethren who have gone beyond, who have gone to the world beyond, but their spirits are still with us. We remember the sacrifices they have made. We can never forget. That is why Biafra is a spirit, and anybody that encounters Biafra will never be the same again. Biafra connotes a higher consciousness implicit in the notion of Biafranism. Is spirituality implicit in the notion of Biafranism is truth, justice, and freedom. And for that alone, we welcome all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world to this program, including even our detractors, even our enemies, because once they hear the gospel of redemption, Biafra will surely drive away evil spirits. That is why we must at every time confront the world with the issue of Biafra, because Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community, no matter how long they pretend not to know about what is happening. They do not want to talk about Biafra in the first instance because they are all guilty. They do not want anybody to talk about it. That is why the Nigerian government, over the past several decades and after the war, had continued to make sure that nothing, no traces of Biafra history is found everywhere. They banned primary schools, secondary schools, and even universities from discussing Biafra. But you cannot have a vacuum where nature is. Nature abhors vacuum, and what goes up must come down. You cannot subjugate millions of people that predate the zoo called Nigeria to perpetual slavery. It cannot just happen like that. That is why the surviving generations of the indigenous people of Biafra are today stamping their feet once again to let the world know that we did not all die, that we are still alive. And this is an issue the world must respond to, whether they like it or not. It is just a matter of time. We continue to remind our people who are living in the northern part of Nigeria, anywhere in the northern part of Nigeria, anywhere outside Biafra land and its environs, those in Lagos, those in Abuja, we remind you that those places are not yours. Those places are not yours. You do not own them. And very soon the owners of the land will drive you away. It is better you begin to make arrangements to return to your fatherland and its environs. Biafra Restoration Project will never be allowed to see corruption, no matter the gang ups. We know them where they come from. When they speak, you know them. When they cough, you know them. When they sneeze, you sense them. And that is why we have built a shield around the heart of the Biafra Restoration Project, that no corruption will see it, and that it will not see any corruption. They have tried before, they failed, they have continued, and they will continue to fail. For Biafra Restoration is God's own project. It is not of human. And that is why no human being born of woman or flesh can stop it. The time has come. This is a clarion call to all Biafrans, wherever you are, to rise up and begin to do more practical things on the ground. Use your skill to serve Biafra. Use your intuition, use your common sense, and apply it to the Biafra Restoration Project. And together, we will restore Biafra in no distant time with the help of God Almighty, who is also the pillar of this project. We must do our best. We must live the faith that is Biafra. We must live the truth that is Biafra. We must live the freedom that is Biafra. That is the only way we can move God into action. Anything outside this is total distraction. Once again, welcome to this program. This is your platform. And as usual, you can get this program, this live broadcast, on or at www.biafrarestoration.com. Remains one of our listening posts. You can get this at the main website of Radio Biafra, which is www.radiobiafra.co. You have other listening posts such as www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.peopleofbiafra.org, www.ipob.org, www.ipob.co.